It's Vladimir Putin's fault. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has further increased economic uncertainty.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also blames COVID uncertainty, testifying at a Senate hearing the day gas prices at a new record high. AAA's national average for regular $4.37 per gallon. Diesel also a new all-time high at $5.55. And while the Biden administration has blamed Russia's leader, Republicans say it's the president's fault inflation's so high. Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox.
Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
It's primary day in West Virginia, and this voter tells Fox's Lawrence Jones.
I think we need to turn the valve back on that Trump had all set up, and things would be great.
Which is why you're voting for who?
Mooney.
Congressman Alex Mooney, backed by the former president in a close race against another GOP congressman, David McKinley. It's also primary day in Nebraska. Later this hour, President Biden will unveil a plan to fight inflation.
That new speech that the president's going to unveil with his new plan is stuff that we've already heard from the president's social spending plan. The president is going to push Congress to pass a bill with clean energy tax credits. He's also going to push Congress to pass to subsidize some of child care going forward.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence at the White House. At another Senate hearing this morning, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says they believe Russia is preparing for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine and would use nuclear weapons if Vladimir Putin perceives an existential threat to Russia, which keeps bombarding Ukraine.
There were new Russian missile strikes, including reportedly hypersonic missiles to the south, further civilian casualties in the hot combat zone to the east.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. The attack on Odessa in the south is Russia going after a supply line of foreign weapons into Ukraine. Congress is considering approving sending more of them this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
A murder suspect who went on the run with a corrections officer in Alabama is now back behind bars after U.S. Marshals caught up with him. The two crashed their car after a high-speed chase, and Casey White surrendered. She did not.
Vicky White, the corrections officer who plotted then executed the escape, is now dead. She shot herself in the head during the apprehension. Amazingly, the escape was executed on the day she was supposed to retire. That was April 29th. She said she was driving Casey to an evaluation. She dumped her cruiser for a getaway car that was found in Spring Hill, Tennessee, the same day. The fugitive couple got a Ford F-150, which a week ago was spotted at a car wash here in Evansville.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin. Wildfires keep burning in several states. One in Arizona is right near the Mexico border. There's another bunch of fires in New Mexico where hundreds of homes and structures have been torched.
To the west of Santa Fe, the Sierra Palito fire burning more than 40,000 acres and only 11% contained.
It has found pockets of fuel and made little runs and pushed itself out towards the Alamo Canyon and up in the direction of Highway 4.
Fire analyst Robert Burnside, numerous communities are preparing or have already evacuated. And northeast of Santa Fe, over 200,000 acres have burned. In the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire that right now is only about 43% contained, the lighter winds today helping air water support. The wildfires in New Mexico triggered an emergency declaration there last week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Things are turning in the negative on Wall Street for the Dow. It was up a couple hundred points after the opening bell. Now the Dow is down 40, adding to all the losses in recent sell-offs. The Dow down about 11% this year. The Nasdaq is up about 30 points, but coming into today, it was down about 26% for 2022. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.